This is Fresh Air. Bill Frisell has been called a genius of the guitar by composer John Zorn. Many musicians and listeners agree. Frisell studied with one of the most subtle guitarists in jazz, Jim Hall. But Frisell's own playing ranges from subtle lyricism to raucous, noisy distortion. His new album is called Have a Little Faith, but I think of it as Bill Frisell's Americana. It features a wide range of American composers and songwriters he loves, including Aaron Copland, Charles Ives, Muddy Waters, Bob Dylan, Sonny Rollins, and Madonna. Frisell has put together a wonderful but unconventional grouping of musicians to interpret the music. Don Byron is on clarinet, Guy Klusevic on accordion, Kermit Driscoll on bass, Joey Barron on drums. This is their interpretation of Street Scene in a Frontier Town from Copland's Billy the Kid. Music from Bill Frisell's new album, Have a Little Faith. He also does a version of John Philip Sousa's Washington Post March, a staple of marching bands. I asked him why he chose the march.
That was one of the first pieces of music that I ever played in this marching band when I was 10 years old. I must have played that thing 1,000 times. I don't know. So that's one of my earliest musical memories. You know, the first time I ever played in public was in Denver, where I grew up. I played in this marching band, and we played for the stock show parade in January. It was about 10 degrees outside. I couldn't play a note because my fingers were frozen to my clarinet, and we had kind of a strict band director who insisted that we had to stay completely in a straight line. So like I said, this is a stock show, right? He said, you got to just march no matter what comes up in front of you. You can't break your stride. So anyway, I didn't play a note, but I kept my line straight and my feet got a little dirty.
Do you like marches, even though you had bad experiences sometimes in the marching band?
Well, I'm finding that I'm looking back, I'm appreciating a lot of things that I didn't at the time. I mean, playing in that marching band, it was more of a discipline thing. You know, it was like I don't think it was that much fun, or even all the years I'd spent playing the clarinet. You know, my parents said, you got to practice an hour a day, and you got to, it was like a, something that I had to do, where the guitar was, I sort of did that on my own. I had more fun with that.
I want to come back to that a little later, but I want to talk about this march a little bit more first. It's really fun to hear a march without any brass in it. Actually, none of these instruments, except for the clarinet and maybe the drums, are associated with marches. Certainly not the accordion, certainly not the electric guitar, bass. Did you have fun arranging this march for instruments not associated with marches?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always had this fantasy about just taking if I could take my electric guitar and go play with just play all over the top of a marching band or something. That's sort of what it is, I guess.
There's a fun and irony on your version of this Sousa March that I'm sure you weren't encouraged to express when you were in the marching band.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. That was, like I said, I always had this urge to kind of just mess with it a little bit, or not quite destroy it, but just...
Well, get out of the regimentation.
Yeah.
My guest is guitarist Bill Frisell. He has a new album called Have a Little Faith. We'll be right back. This is Fresh Air. My guest is guitarist Bill Frisell. Now let me go to your version of Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman. This isn't a song most people would think of as lending itself to an instrumental rendition. I mean, even if you don't understand what the lyrics mean, you usually think of it as a song that somebody sings.
Uh-huh.
What inspired you to arrange Just Like a Woman?
Well, Bob Dylan is another one of these, just for me, like just a giant. I guess I first heard him when I was in junior high school. I had an English teacher who used to play Bob Dylan records, and we'd talk about the lyrics and stuff, and he's really held up. And I think he's just an incredible musician. I mean, people talk about usually they talk about the words and what a great, they talk of him as a poet, or for me, I love the way he sings, and I love the way he plays guitar. He's a great musician.
So this is another example of something that you knew earlier in your life coming back to you now.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing I love to do on the guitar is to use the guitar as a voice, or, you know, hear the words and hear his voice in my head as I'm playing the melody. I mean, I can't sing. I have enough trouble talking, let alone singing, and the guitar is sort of my way of expressing that. I just love to do that. Take a song and try to sort of match what a singer would do with it.
I love the sound that you get from your guitar. There's something very spacious and very reflective, in a way, with your sound. I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering how much of your sound is from gizmos and how much of it is just from your touch.
I mean, I definitely use some gizmos, but not that much. I mean, I have a pretty simple setup. I use a volume pedal, which is really important. It sort of allows me to simulate the breath. Like all those years playing the clarinet, playing the guitar, I missed that, the ability to have the breath going into the instrument. So with a volume pedal, I can kind of simulate the up and down dynamics that you would get with your lungs, you know.
So you played clarinet for how many years before switching over to guitar?
Well, I think I was 9 or 10, however old you are when you're in fourth grade. That's when I started clarinet and played it into my second year of college. So it's however long, that's quite a while. But fairly soon after that, I started to play the guitar. 2 or 3 years later, I saved up my money and got an electric guitar. And
this was 2 or 3 years after you started playing clarinet?
Yeah. The guitar sort of goes back even earlier than that. I remember when I was like 4 or 5 years old, and every day I would watch the Mickey Mouse Club on TV, and I couldn't wait for the part where, I think his name was Jimmy, the kind of the leader of the Mouseketeers, would come out with his guitar and sing to the kids, you know, and I really just loved looking at his guitar. And so around that time I made my own, I cut out the shape out of a piece of cardboard and put rubber bands on it. And so that was like, I was 4 or 5 years old. I was already thinking about it a little bit.
Boy, that's great that your first influence was Jimmy from the Mouseketeers instead of Elvis. Guitar must have opened up very different social aspects of the music than the clarinet did, because you could probably play at dances and you'd have more friends that you could be in bands with.
Right. Well, that was what made me start in the first place, was just, it was a social thing. You know, my friend across the street got a guitar, so I wanted to get a guitar. And then almost as soon as I got an electric guitar, you know, I could barely play 2 chords, but just the fact that you owned the instrument, you could play in a band.
Do you ever play very loud on stage?
Sometimes, yeah.
Is there a feeling of power when you crank up the volume with a guitar?
Yeah. It can feel real good, but then there's a place where it goes from feeling good to just feeling kind of damaging too.
But to your ears?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to play like that loud, but I like to play at all kinds of different volume levels, but it definitely feels good to play loud. So, I mean, there's with the electric guitar, there's certain things that happen with the sound that just don't happen at a lower level.
Mm-hmm. Like what, that, certain overtones?
Yeah, things start ringing and singing, and things start happening that it's harder to do at a lower level. I mean, some of the things that Jimi Hendrix did, I mean, there's ways of doing it maybe a little bit softer, but, you know, there's a lot of things just where things start to overload and...
Mm-hmm. You know, you've talked about how some of the music on this new record is music that you first heard when you were young and that you appreciate more now than you did then. I'm actually wondering if some of this music is music you wouldn't have been comfortable admitting you liked a few years ago when you were younger.
That's true. That's what I've been finding. It seems like as I get older, part of the process is being able to not be afraid to just acknowledge where I'm coming from and not worry so much about what's cool or hip or what's in fashion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't have been that long ago that to admit that I liked Sousa March or Bob Dylan or whatever, that would have been, especially in sort of, if you're in a real jazz world, that sometimes that doesn't fit in well at all.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Guitarist Bill Frisell, his new album, Have a Little Faith, is on Elektra Nonesuch. This is his version of Madonna's Live to Tell.
Thank you.
This is Fresh Air.